This recording was made on the 13th of March, 2007, at the Millennia Institute in Singapore. Chris Smith talks with three of the teachers who were planning to attend the Web 2.0 workshop later in the week.
I'm here at the Millennium Institute in Singapore, and I'm not even sure what area of Singapore I'm in.
What area?
It's in the west.
What's the name of it?
Bukit Batok.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm with three staff from Millennium. And Millennium was only is a brand new building. We're in a really nice lecture theatre type room here, with an interactive whiteboard and projector and chairs with arm tables and nice teaching environment. And I've just had a brief tour around some of the IT labs, which are very nice as well. But it is very new, only having been opened for 4 or 5 months. So they're still unpacking some of the equipment and some of the teachers, I think. So I'm going to go around the three teachers and ask who they are, first of all, just to identify themselves.
I'm Charles Chang. I'm a physics teacher here.
How long have you been with Millennium?
Millennium changed the school name.
I didn't know that.
Yes, a few years back.
So you're a really old Millennium.
Previously was Jurong Institute.
Yes. Okay.
So it started in
1989. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I used to be a physics teacher. I will show you a picture of me as a physics teacher on Thursday.
I'm Nurazia Abdulaziz.
Don't be nervous.
I'm not. I guess she's making me nervous.
She's making me nervous too.
I teach history here. I've been here for about two years, 3 months, thereabouts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're a newbie?
Kind of.
Yeah. Where were you before?
Before this, I was in school.
Which school?
As in, I was a student from NUS. Then I went on to National Institute of Education.
So this is your very first job?
Yes.
Wow. You still look sane. That's why you still look so sane, because you're very new. You haven't been subjected to the long hours and the heavy workload yet.
Yes, I have. Oh. And I'm turning insane, and it's these people around me that's turning me insane.
Really?
Yeah, which brings us to our next friend.
Okay, we'll now move on to the one that's turning everybody insane. Would you like to say your name first?
My name is Jamalia, and I'm from Millennia Institute. I teach general paper. And I've been in Millennia Institute for a grand total of 9 months. So I'm a newbie than this woman here.
Okay, thank you very much. And you can tell she's a drama teacher because she was speaking very, very well for the recording. Just 1 minute, because I don't want to make this too long. Just 1 minute, saying what you're hoping that will happen on Thursday when we all get together again to look at Web 2.0 applications. What would you like to get out of Thursday? We'll do the reverse order now. We'll go back the other way.
On Thursday, I'm hoping that I was talking to the other GP teachers. They were talking about how they might want to see a bit more hands-on on how actually podcasting is done. I think you're going to show demo of how things are uploaded, so I think that might be very helpful. Some of us are not even sure how a podcast is done.
Yes.
And what exactly makes a good podcast, you know, aircon should be switched off, you know,
yes,
things like that. And also we are hoping to see the capability of these two mediums. When we know how efficient or how effective it is as a medium in transmitting information across to the students, in transmitting whatever it is that we want to transmit,
yes,
then hopefully we'll be able to utilize it in a bit more effective manner.
Yes.
Instead of just, okay, let's just put this on and then we'll see what we can do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
Some things like that.
Okay. Does the Millennium Institute use this government initiative, which is teach less, learn more?
Yes, all schools.
All schools are doing that?
Yes.
Okay. I did a session yesterday afternoon in the school and at one point said, teach more, learn less. Just to see, I did it deliberately. Actually, I didn't do it. But I did it deliberately so that just to see if everybody was still listening, and they were listening. But okay, the things we'll do on Thursday are very much in support of that type of initiative.
Teach more, learn less.
Teach less, learn more.
Oh, okay, all right.
Make sure she's sitting at the back. What are you hoping to get from Thursday?
Okay. Basically, my arts department, basically history, geography, as well as the art people, we are actually going into something where we can have lessons which are more interactive.
Yes.
And the thing is, you want interactive without them being physically present. So it could also occur across, you know, you don't need to be in a classroom to learn together. So for instance, we're going on a field trip this June, both geog and history, and we intend to conduct some kind of video conferencing as well as some
blogging
journalism thingy, perhaps using YouTube or satellite service or something of that sort. So we're thinking that perhaps after this course we can learn a little bit more about blogging.
Yes.
So it's podcasting, to see how these tools can help us to achieve what we want to achieve for the students.
Okay. Have you used Google Earth in your geography?
I actually am not too sure, because yes, I'm not a geog teacher and I hate geog. But
you don't like geography? Everybody heard that, right?
But I think the geography teachers know that. That's why I'm a history teacher, not a geog teacher.
Okay.
But honestly, I think they do. And for Google Earth, I mean, I do it for fun, because it's kind of fun to just look around and pretend that you're a spy. Things like
right.
That. So I'm sure the kids enjoy that as well.
Okay. With podcasting, it's very useful for oral history. Mm. And I think it's very powerful for oral history. And and if I don't mention that, you remind me on Thursday. But I probably will mention it.
We intend to do interviews with some South North Koreans who are living in Panmunjom.
Yes.
So that would be quite cool. Yeah. From the Freedom Village.
When are you going there?
We're going sometime first week of June, holidays.
To Panmunjom in Korea?
We're trying to organise it such that we get to go there and visit Freedom Village.
Yes.
We want to see whether we can conduct interviews as well.
Okay.
With the people there.
Okay. Okay, this is very helpful. Actually, this is very helpful for me. And I know you might not believe that, but it really is very helpful for me. And last of all,
Ulrika, for the physics, we want lessons to be more interactive. We're trying ways in which we can get students to be involved in lessons. Maybe visits or even experiments that we carried out. If we can put it online for students to view, also to experience what's going on, I think it will be very helpful.
Yes.
Yes, I think this is what we're lacking. I mean, technology is there, but for the teachers, we may not be, I would say, well-versed in using it and applying it. Yeah. This is what we hope to learn from there.
Yes. I think teachers around the world are feeling that at the moment, is that the children have time to learn all this new stuff, but as teachers you're working yourself silly all day long and marking and preparing at night and even at weekends, and you don't have time to learn the new stuff. And so I'm hoping Thursday will help with that. My worry about Thursday is that I show you too much. I'm actually a little bit anxious about that. I want to show you a lot and then you go away and you choose what you want, but I'm also worried that the amount I throw is going to leave people bewildered. But as long as we're aware of that, that won't be such a problem.
There was another thing that I was thinking of, that is blogging for counselling purposes, because I'm also part of a committee that deals with counselling for students, and some students they rather be anonymous and they're not inclined towards talking to people face to face about their problems. So I thought, is it possible to use blogging, for instance, as a tool?
Okay.
So something that I would like to explore and look at as well.
Okay. Blogging for counselling, that's an interesting one which I haven't dealt with before.
Currently there's one online cyber counselling thing that's being conducted by Marine Parade FSC Feiyue Family Service Centre, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a counselling site.
In Singapore?
Yes.
It's a cyber counselling.
Okay.
But perhaps not to that extent, because that one requires the counsellor to be online almost all the time.
Yes.
But something more, just letters and, I don't know, the things I just want to know how it can be used.
Yes. You mentioned video conferencing. What would you use to actually do the video conferencing?
Video cameras. We're thinking of because I think for my department, I think we bought some tablet PCs.
Yes.
As well as video cameras. So we intend to, and satellite server subscription. So we intend to just log on and then post it online. Then the kids in Singapore,
yes,
during our week trip, they'll be in school and they will access it at the same time.
Okay.
So hopefully we can learn almost, they will learn together with the people over there.
Okay. Right, well, thank you very much. That's very helpful for you sharing your time. I should actually say to listeners that we are here in the holiday time. So instead of them being at the beach, they've actually come in. I'm not sure whether it's specially for this or not, but thank you guys very much.
You have been listening to a podcast from Chris Smith. For more information about podcasting, go to www.shambles.net/podcasting. The music heard in this podcast is from Magnatune. www.magnatune.com.
It's out there somewhere. The trick is finding it.